In the federal budget for the fiscal year 2025-26, the government has announced some initiatives to support the agriculture and livestock sector of the country. The initiatives seem aimed at modernizing, especially the agriculture sector, and strengthening food security across Pakistan. Since agriculture and livestock is a provincial subject, the federal government can only help provinces up to a certain extent. Federal Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb, during his budget speech, said that an allocation of over 400 billion rupees has been set aside for both sectors. The minister said that they are not imposing any new taxes on fertilizer and pesticides for FY26. This initiative, he said, will help the sector and the farmers' community to boost production. Topline Securities, in a note, said that despite committing to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, last year, the government has managed to keep the federal excise duty, FED, rate on fertilizer and pesticides unchanged. For the fiscal year 2025-26, we believe the IMF would be on board with this decision, as media was also quoting that the Prime Minister is expected to take up this issue with the IMF personally. Breaking down this over 400 billion rupees allocation, an amount of 2.02 billion rupees has been set aside by the Ministry of National Food Security and Research under the Public Sector Development Program, PSDP, out of which 500 million rupees has been reserved for promoting olive cultivation, 485.8 million rupees for expanding irrigation systems in rain-fed Barani areas, 100 million rupees for the National Oilseed Production Program, and another 200 million rupees for a feasibility study on a proposed National Agricultural Productivity Enhancement Project. Additionally, 100 million rupees has been allocated to conduct a feasibility study for the establishment of a model agriculture research center. Apart from that, 360 million rupees has been earmarked for a national program to control livestock diseases, while 300 million rupees will be used to set up 3 feed certification laboratories. These steps aim to improve animal health, boost meat and milk production, and raise overall productivity in rural communities. Aurangzeb said that Pakistan is enhancing its seed sector by establishing the National Seed Development and Regulatory Authority to ensure the availability of quality, standardized, and climate-resilient seeds. He added that the ministry is digitizing the seed systems regulation, covering all aspects of registration, renewal, monitoring, and enforcement. Efforts are also being made to boost seed-related research and attract new investment in the sector. The National Seed Policy 2025 and National Agricultural Biotechnology Policy 2025 are close to approval, while implementation of the Plant Breeders' Rights Act is being prioritized to promote innovation and protect local seed developers, he added.